Hello again, Adrian Finnegan here in Doha. The headlines on Al Jazeera. After 20 years on the run, one of the last fugitives wanted in connection with the 1994 Rwandan genocide has appeared in court. Fulgence Kyashima was arrested in South Africa on Thursday. He's accused of organising the killing of nearly 2,000 Tutsis who were sheltering inside a Catholic church. Al Jazeera's Famida Miller reports from Cape Town.
It was a very brief appearance where the state opposed bail, and this is most likely because Fulgence Kyashima had previously disappeared when South African authorities were looking for him in recent years. And the case has now been postponed by a week. The charges he's facing by South African authorities, that aside from the charges of genocide as well as conspiracy to commit genocide, those charges by the UN, the charges he's facing in South Africa include fraud. That's linked to him lying about his citizenship. He had said that he's from Burundi when he's in fact from Rwanda. Of course, linked to him trying to evade justice. And one of the other charges he's facing is contravening the Immigration Act.
The joint US-Saudi mission monitoring the ceasefire in Sudan says it welcomes the lull in fighting, but it's urging the warring generals to continue their progress after a number of violations in recent days. The once vibrant capital, Khartoum, is now largely deserted. The army and the paramilitary rapid support forces have been locked in a power struggle since April. Ukraine says that Russia has intensified attacks on the capital Kyiv and other cities overnight. The Air Force says it shot down 10 missiles and over 20 drones. They say that Russia is targeting logistics and infrastructure ahead of an expected Ukrainian counter-offensive. Further east in Dnipro, Russia is being accused of bombing a hospital. Kyiv says that at least two people have been killed in a missile strike. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky denounced the attack as a crime against humanity. Belgium and Iran have carried out a prisoner swap in Oman. The Belgian government received aid worker Olivier van der Castiel, who'd been imprisoned on espionage charges for over a year. He was handed over in exchange for the Iranian diplomat Asadollah Assadi, who was accused of trying to bomb a meeting of exiles in France.